Thus we come to the closure of what has been a monumental event. This month in which so many masters have participated in overcoming on behalf of the many. As its close draws near, it is time for us to understand exactly what it is we're overcoming. The ancient alchemists worked with the sigil of Ameth as their power source. The sigil of Ameth represented very specific illusions of the cosmos, matrices of the cosmos. In the old alchemist's wheel, you can see the eyes around the rim of the wheel, representing the Watchers. The Watchers are beings of shadow that represent the illusions of matrices formed by the great cosmic illusions. In the sigil of Ameth, which one can find by looking on our old blog material, which you can get through our forum, or you can find on Wikipedia under Enochian Magic, Enochian. The reason that can no longer be a power source that works is because during the ascension of the last years, many of these old illusions have either weakened or completely been eliminated. There is the illusion that is coupled with the illusion of space of the echo. When sound is made in a limited space, it bounces back and forth between the walls, causing distortion of frequency. This distortion has given rise to the distorted frequencies of emotion, anger, protectiveness, fear, and pain. As we dissolve the illusion of space, so we dissolve this ancient matrix, the matrix of the echo. And then we get the rainbow, the illusion that light can be separated or split. How did these form? There's a free download for you if you go to beyondacourseofmiracles.com that describes how these things form. But that light can be split into colors is in fact another matrix, an illusion. And each of these matrixes had 16 watchers that guarded their boundaries, beings of distorted shadow. We also come to the mirror. When the space is walled off, in which life takes place by mirrors that become very dense. They become like a mirror, not able to let light through, but bounces it back, forming a reflection. And this reflection gives a backwards mirroring effect in our environment. Humans form their own belief systems. This too forms a mirror. And the mirror ends up having unpleasant things in our environment because they mirror what we are not. Then there is the lens. We have had lenses that are concave, meaning their sides are hollowed out, that have represented masculinity. Light hitting such a lens from the infinite source is deflected outwards, forming a larger-than-life image of masculine embodiments, making the masculine seem more important. The lens of the feminine becomes convex, bulging sides like the retina of the eye, And like the retina of the eye, light striking it crosses over one another, the beams of light crossing over and forming an upside-down image. This is what has created a very misunderstood form of femininity as weak, docile, receptive only, non-problem-solving, non-proactive. These are the upside-down images of what each one's feminine is about. We also have the mirage. And these are all, as I have said, the indications that are parts of what makes up the sigil of Ahmes, the old obsolete power source of the alchemists gone by. We are becoming our own power source. That is what the Key Vesta is here to do. The mirage bends light, again, creating a false image. And it is the result of layers of density. The great bands of compassion spoken about in Journey to the Heart of God. The vacuum, the place that suggests that there is a possibility that the infinite is not present in certain areas of its own being, certainly a great illusion. We now come to the shadow. We have been speaking over the last several courses of shadow and how it is the result of living a life of opposites. Shadow forms space, and space forms all these subsequent illusions. It is the snake that swallows its own tail. Our way off of this never-ending treadmill is to combine opposites within, to become the clearness of the one life.